Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend John Estrom from the Catholic Charities of St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Let us pray. Loving God, as we gather to transact the business of this great state of Minnesota, we pause to remember your goodness in our lives. Please send us your wisdom and your power, your strength and your courage, as we continue to guide this state. Help us to remember those who do not have a voice on this floor, as well as those who do. Give us the courage to do that which is necessary, and the wisdom to discern, so that we may guide us to a better future. We ask for your blessing and your strength, and for your protection all the days of our life. We make this prayer in your name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention on Monday, March 9th at 1:15 p.m. for the purpose of electing members to the Board of Regents of the University of Minnesota, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 1:15 p.m. Monday, March 9th, 2009, to elect members to the Board of Regents of the University of Minnesota.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted. Is there one to be read yet or not? Nope. So I'd move the ones printed be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. We'll do that without objection. We'll do the authorship motions as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Now, there are 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 12 motions. There's 4 more motions to be read at the desk. First of all, we'll take Senator Olsen. Do you have a motion? Senator Kubli, you have a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate File 203 be withdrawn from the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. That's my bill. I visited with both chairs, and it's fine.
On the Cooperley motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Clark, Senator Lath, Senator Olsen, do you have a motion?
Mr. President, I would ask that Senate File 33 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Education.
This is your bill.
Yes, it is.
On the Olsen motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Latz.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate File number 462 be withdrawn from the Committee on the Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation. Both chairs have approved this.
On the Latz motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 727 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Okay, this bill is simply transferring an appropriation, so Finance would be the appropriate committee, and the committee chairs have agreed.
Well, on the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Kielash, do you have a motion?
I'd like to move that Senate File 840 be withdrawn from the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications and returned to its author. I am the author.
On Senator Kielash's motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. We have four that are not printed on the agenda. We'll take the first one to be Senator Prettner-Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two of them, actually. First is that I move that Senate File 545 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight. These two bills actually were inadvertently sent to the opposite committee.
We'll do one at a time. First one will be Senate File 545 on the Prettner-Solon motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Now, Senator Solon, Senate File 525.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Senate File 525 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. What do you have next there? Senator Frederickson, do you have a motion?
Mr. President, I move that Senate File number 1069 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and returned to the author, and I'm the author.
On Senator Frederickson's motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Langseth, do you have a motion to make?
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 781 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Capital Investment. This will be a vehicle for the capital investment bill. I am chief author.
On the Langseth motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. We're going to before that, there's a few resolutions printed on today's agenda. Without objection, they'll be sent to the Rules Committee. Remaining motions, we'll go to Senate bill introductions. There are a few changes. Page 1, Senate File 1126 will be sent to the Environmental and Natural Resources Committee. Page 2, Senate File 1138 will be sent to the Judiciary Committee. Page 6, Senate File 1172 will be sent to Transportation. Page 8, Senate File 1192 will be sent to the Finance Committee. And on page 11, Senate File 1224 will be sent to the Finance Committee. Senate File 1226 to the State and Local Government Operations and Oversight Committee. And on page 12, Senate File 1235 will be sent to the Judiciary Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Okay, the next order of business will be the calendar. Yeah, we're remaining on motions, but next order of business is a calendar for the day. There are 2, 4, 5, 6 bills on the calendar. I would suggest you stay in your seats. There will be 6 roll call votes here. Number 1 on the calendar, Senate File 684, Senator Sharon. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 684, a bill for an act relating to economic development, expanding bioscience, business development, public infrastructure grant program.
Secretary will take the roll. Carried, voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. We had 62 ayes, 3 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Now let me remind the members, there will be 5 more votes taken. Please stay in the chambers. The second bill on the calendar is Senate File 452. This is a Senator Scoy bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 452, a bill for an act relating to highways, designating Becker County Veterans Memorial Highway on portions of Mark Trunk Highways 34 and 87.
Discussion. Secretary will give the bill its third reading. Secretary will take the roll. Excuse me. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary close the roll. There be 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar, number 3, Senate File 451. This is a SCOI bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 451, a bill for an act relating to highways, designating the Clearwater County Veterans Memorial Highway.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. If you had 64 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The fourth bill on the calendar, Senate File 757, Senator Carlson's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 757, a bill for an act relating to public safety, authorizing Department of Public Safety to collect fuel decal fee for international fuel tax agreement.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 2 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The fifth bill on the calendar, Senate File 656, is a Prettner-Solon bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 656.
Discussion before the reading. Senator Rosen, did you wish to speak before the
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. President. Would the author yield, please?
She will yield. Senator Rosen.
Thank you. Senator Prittner-Solon, I just have a couple questions on this bill, just to clarify it. This is the Appliance Energy Standard analysis by the LEC, the Electric Energy Commission. And if I may, Senator, what are we going to do with this analysis? Is the state or this commission going to develop another standard on top of the standard that's coming out of the federal government from the EPA, which theirs is the Energy Star Award? Are we going to be developing something else that is going to need to be applied onto our TVs and appliances and refrigerators and all that?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Rosen, there are some appliances that there are no federal standards for. And so this is referring to the LEC, a study or to do a survey to find out, you know, what appliances don't have standards set for them. Is it appropriate for Minnesota to set some standards for some appliances? They need to address cost effectiveness, energy savings that's achieved, and also the technical ability to be able to expand those standards.
Mr.
Senator
President.
Rosen.
Senator Prettner-Solon, then so the Energy Star program from the EPA, that does not address these appliance standards, and is then we are not preempting the federal government's program with this analysis?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. President, Senator Rosen, that's correct. They do not cover these.
So, Mr.
Senator
President, I know that the Electric Energy Commission, the LEC, is funded by the renewable energy pool, renewable energy. So this analysis and the standard is going to be funded. I understand there is no state appropriation, but who is funding this analysis?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. President, Senator Rosen, it's being referred to the LEC. It actually is funded through a special appropriation to the utilities, and it would be through that fund, I suppose, that it would be reviewed. However, we do have staff from the Senate and the House that staff that committee, as well as committee members, and it will be up to that council to decide how we would go forward with it.
Thank you.
Senator Rosen. Senator Vandiver.
Well, members, I hope you heard that. The author doesn't know how much it costs. She supposes it's coming through a certain source. That's very interesting. Would the author yield for another question?
She will yield. Senator Vandiver.
Senator Prettner-Solon, do you suppose that this bill is it leading up to us developing standards for televisions for Minnesota?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. President, Senator Vandiver, I'm not supposing anything. I'm very clear that the money comes. It's $250,000 that comes from the utilities to the Legislative Energy Commission. And there is sufficient funding there to be able to handle a number of studies, and that is the purpose of that Legislative Energy Commission. It may lead up to standards being set by the state. It's very preliminary. It will make recommendations to the legislature, who will decide if those standards will be adopted.
Senator Vandiver.
Mr. President, Senator Prettner-Solon, could the money be used for anything else, or is there nothing else that money can be used for?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. President, thank you. Senator Vandiver, the Legislative Energy Commission will be meeting for the first time on Monday. At that time, it will initiate the charge of electing its chairs and deciding how it wishes to proceed. It has no assignments at this time, although there are a number of areas that it can take on. And so we were just helping them along by giving them some of the assignments that if they were to be referred to our departments within the state would incur a fiscal note. This way they have some money, they are able to absorb a study like that at this time.
Senator Vandeveer.
So, Mr. President and members, we have money just sitting around, and so we thunk up something to do with it. And we suppose that it's going to come from that fund. But we're telling them that they are going to use the money this certain way. This is confusing, and it's a little ambiguous. But it does kind of indicate that we have too much money sitting around. And I think we should look at this and see if maybe there's not a better use for it, considering the problems that we have.
Further discussion, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. My only concern with this bill is that, once again, we are patterning a energy proposal after California. And clearly, with the new administration that's coming down with some very aggressive proposals, this is something that will be addressed at the EPA level with their Energy Star program. And I am just very, very cautious about always following the example of California. Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 656, a bill for an act relating to energy, directing Legislative Energy Commission to analyze state energy standards for certain appliances.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There be it 46 ayes, 19 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar is number 6 on the calendar, Senate File 594.
Mr. President.
Senator Higgins.
Mr. President, this is the safe patient handling bill, and after our discussion the other day, I got some more information that I wanted to pass along about the cost of the devices. I think Senator Roebling led a discussion about the cost of these devices. Some of these devices can be attained for as little as $100, and then again, there are tax credits and tax deductions that are available that will pay for about half of the cost for getting this equipment. In addition, there are foundations that will step up and help pay for the cost of this. So the cost to your physicians and your dentists will be very minimal, and I ask for your support.
Discussion, Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do just want to remind members, though, that it is another mandate. It does raise health care costs, and I know that our goal is to try and reduce health care costs, and we have to think about every mandate we put on the health community.
Further, Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 594, a bill for an act relating to occupational safety and health, requiring safe patient handling plans in clinical settings, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 38, 9 ayes, 26 nays, the bill is passed. It's settled, agreed to. We have a remaining under motions. Senator Saltzman, did you have a motion to make?
Yes. And Mr. President, I have two motions today. The first is I move that Senate File 618 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and be referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources.
Okay, this is your bill, and you've talked to the authors, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, on the Senator Saltzman motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Saltzman.
And then a second one is to move Senate File 866 to be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Clark, did you have a motion to make?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 487 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
Okay, it's your bill. And on the Senator Clark motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Koch, do you have a motion?
Mr. President, I would move that Senate File 755 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
On the motion, all in favor, Senator Senjum?
Mr. Chair, I understand these are fairly automatic, but it would be kind of helpful if we just, in two or three words, knew what the bill was about, and no more than a sentence.
Sure, that's fair. Senator Koch, I think we'll do that.
Thank you.
Entitled to it, a very...
Would you like to... So, Mr. President and members, this is the horses as livestock definition bill.
Okay. Okay. Well, you could be in trouble. On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Oh, motion prevails. What's it? There's a committee report to be read at the desk.
Senator Bach from the Committee on Taxes, to which was referred House File 392, a bill for an act relating to taxation, providing a federal update, modifying computation of net income and payment of corporate franchise tax refunds, reports the same back with recommendation that the bill be amended. And when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the we'll reference of House File 392.
So now we'll go into the general orders. Senator Pogemiller, did you want to take up the bill in general orders today?
Yes, Mr. President, I move the Senate. Oh, first I wanted to point out Senator Senjum was absolutely, and I know the President knows this.
Right.
Senator, we should let members know when you do have those motions on moving bills from committees, and the President always does say and explain briefly, so you need to explain why you're doing what you're doing. Senator Senjum, appreciate you pointing that out.
That's kind of my fault, too. We should get that, that's fair, Senator Senjum, Senator Pogemiller, that we should get a description, a brief description of what we're doing. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do now resolve itself into Committee of the Whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to designate, we're going to just take up one bill, number four, Senate File 401. I'd like to designate that and yield to Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas, Senate File 401. Senator
Thank Pappas. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 401 be recommended to pass.
Okay, Senator Pappas, a description of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is very similar to a bill the Senate passed last year regarding doulas, but it got kind of held up in the process.
It says that physicians and midwives providing prenatal care should include as part of that care evidence-based information regarding all methods of pain relief, including non-pharmacological methods, and evidence-based information regarding all common medical interventions that could be used during labor and birth, including the use of electronic fetal monitoring and IV fluids. It also adds to the list of organizations that can certify doulas, the International Center for Traditional Childbearing, or any additional organizations recognized by the Commissioner of Health. To my knowledge, there's no opposition, but I do have one technical correction. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the A1 amendment.
Secretary will report the Pappas A1 amendment.
Senator Pappas moves to amend Senate File 401 as follows, page 1, line 6. This is Amendment A-1.
Senator Pappas on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All we're really doing here is striking certification and striking has received and inserting is certified. Okay, it implies that the doula has ongoing certification rather than was certified at one time but may no longer be certified.
On the amendment. Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Then I would appreciate the member's support.
Further discussion on Senate File 401 as amended. Senator Pappas renews her motion that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 401 as amended be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole as kept by the Secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, Senator Fischbach and Scheid will be excused from today's session. Did he
President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Members, you might have caught that we're going to be in joint convention with the House on Monday at 1:15 for regent selection. And so we're going to push back the time for session to 12:45 on Monday. But the afternoon committees are going to meet at 11 o'clock. I don't know if they're all going to meet, but the committees that normally would meet at 12:30 on Monday, apparently many of them are going to meet at 11 o'clock, so they don't lose their committee time on Monday. So the session won't start till 12:45. Then we're going to go to the House at 1:15 for the regents, and so that block of time is going to be moved from the committee schedule till 11 in the morning. So I don't know that every committee is going to do that, but I know several of them are for sure. So, Mr. President, I would... Senator Senjum? Okay. Mr. President, I'd move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 9th, 12:45 p.m.
On the motion to adjourn.
Senator. Mr. President, I want to make one other brief. I know that's slightly out of order. I think the plan, just for members, the Green Acres bill that came out of taxes today, I believe what plan is to take that up on Thursday on the Senate floor, next Thursday, the Green Acres bill. So I renew my motion to adjourn.
Is that the one that was Dan. Senator Ortman, Senator Pogemiller, Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to clarify, when the committee report was made from the Tax Committee, I objected to that, and the reference meant that it would go to the Rules Committee for consideration. Just to clarify.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, Senator Ortman, I'm aware of that. I should say, pending the decision of the Rules Committee, I was anticipating probably what the Rules Committee might do. But
okay,
Mr. President, Senator Ortman is exactly correct. Assuming that the bill is on the floor, we would take it up on Thursday.
If it passes the Rules Committee during the week, it'll probably be brought up on Thursday. That's what he meant to say. You're absolutely correct, though. On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned till Monday.